We pray. Heavenly Father, forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Last time I said a lot about forgiveness. But how would you define forgiveness? What is it? At times it seems to be a very abstract concept that is difficult to define. Indeed, sin itself is kind of an abstract thought. It's hard to grab a hold of the idea. So how are we going to understand a concept like forgiveness? We're creatures who often need some kind of a concrete example to help us understand an abstract idea. Something concrete that we can grab a hold of, that we can see or touch. God knows this, and He uses concrete terms to show us what forgiveness is. In the Old Testament, there are several Hebrew words that are used for forgiveness. One of them means to lift up. The idea is that sin is lifted up from us, lifted up and away from the sinner, no longer remaining on him to condemn him. How far away? We're told, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. I look east, west is that way, I can't see anything that way. If I look that way, same thing. So far has he removed your sins from you. Another common term means to separate. God separates the sin from the sinner. So that when God looks at the sinner, he doesn't see the sin anymore. It's over there. A different Hebrew word means to pass over. It's the word that's used to describe what the angel of death did in Egypt when he passed over those houses on which the blood of a lamb, on whose doorpost the blood of a lamb was painted, so we can see ourselves in this way. Namely, that God is passing over us when he's bringing death and destruction. He passes over us because on the doorposts of our heart, the blood of Jesus Christ is painted. Who is like you? Who is a God like you? Lifting up iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. He will cause all our sins to be cast into the depths of the sea. By the way, notice that he delights in steadfast love. When he forgives us, it is not, okay, I'll forgive him. I don't want him, but I will. He delights in forgiving us. After all, didn't he go the length, sacrificing his own son? In the New Testament, there are Greek terms that are used. One term refers to the sending away. It's quite similar. Sending away of our sins. Sending away the well-deserved punishment that we have coming upon us. Another term means to set free or release. On one occasion when Jesus was teaching his people the Lord's Prayer, he used the word debts instead of transgressions. Forgive us our debts. So sin can be seen as a debt that we owe to God. And when God forgives the debt, we are no longer required to pay it. So are you starting to at least see in your mind a more concrete idea of forgiveness? Well, think of sin as a black scab on your heart. Every sin. And of course, we commit so many of them that the whole heart becomes black. But God now lifts up each scab, peeling it off, and separating it far from you. Far as the east is from the west. He lifts them up from your heart, casts them into the depths of the sea. We could speak of other concrete examples of forgiveness, such as cleansing, redeeming, ransoming, but this is enough for now. Such is the nature of God's forgiveness that our sins, once forgiven, will never, ever return to the consciousness of God. Through Jeremiah, God says, I will forgive their iniquity and their sin. I will remember no more. Through Isaiah, he says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Now, it's hard to imagine. We know our God is omniscient. He knows all things, but suddenly here's something he doesn't know. The sins that he has blotted out. We need to realize, of course, that the omniscience of God is completely under his control. And he can wipe out those memories that he wants to wipe out. And so he wipes out the memory of our sins from his mind. So David is very confident when he prays, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Forgiveness, although an abstract idea, is as real as sin is real. Sin creates a debt that we owe to God. The only payment that we can make is eternal suffering in hell. It is Christ Jesus, God's Son, who made that payment for us. You were ransomed from the empty way of life inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Forgiveness. Once sins have been lifted from us, carried away, cast into the depths of the sea, they can no longer come back to the surface to haunt us. So let that great accuser, Satan, let him accuse us all he wants, because we have Jesus standing before the throne of God, before the judge, with his nail-scarred hands and feet. So surely are the accusations of the devil forever muted. So be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven. Let us join in the Lord's prayer. Please rise. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. And we conclude with hymn 32, verse 1 and verse 3.